This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, Fox. Hello, Milena. I can now hear you.
Hi. Can you hear me properly?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent. How about this agenda or the documents that you would like to share with me?
Okay.
So
I'm just chatting with Behar on it. I'll get to you in a while. Just a second. And I can upload it from here, by the way.
All right. No. Okay.
Okay. I'll just figure this out, and then we can talk later. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, this is Beher.
Hello, Beher. Welcome.
Hi, Milena. How are you?
Thank you. How about you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Excellent.
Hi, Beher and everyone. This is Amr.
Hi, Amr. How are you?
I was wondering if the Adobe Connect Room chat is working for everyone or not. I've been trying to type into it, but nothing's popping up. Anyone else having any trouble with it? Is it just on my end?
Yeah, Amr, actually you did type in some text and we can see that text.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Fahd. I can't see it.
Oh, okay.
Is it green?
Yeah, it's in green. That's correct.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, hello. I think I may be a few minutes early. And actually, my colleague Milena did answer. It did answer you.
Okay, for some reason, none of it is showing up on my screen. I'll try to refresh the page and see if it works. But yeah,
okay.
I like to fool around with the Adobe Connect Room colors and everything.
Hello everyone, this is Fahed. Just to note that we'll give it a couple more minutes, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, just in case others would want to join. Okay, hello everybody, and welcome to the call. My name is Fahed Bapaina. Just a quick request before we start the call. If you're not speaking into the mic, can you please mute your line just to avoid any unnecessary noise? Okay, so we've had a look at the charter drafting document that was shared on Adobe Connect. On Google Docs, and it's obvious that many people have chimed in and included text. There were a couple of discussions earlier today on the way of editing the document. And yes, I mean there are many ideas in the document, but then there are many comments and some deletions, so the document doesn't look very appealing on Google Docs. The agenda for today's call is to actually discuss this document. Of course, what we have done, both Bahar and myself, is that we have extracted this document from the Google Docs. I actually did that 2 days ago on Monday, and we kind of cleaned it up and merged sections that were duplicates, or let's say text or paragraphs that were duplicates, and we also corrected some of the mistakes that were shown in the document. So to make it easy to kind of drive the discussions, the first question I'd like to ask the group on the call is, whether we run through the, let's say, the track changes document, the unclean document, if we may call it, or should we go through the cleaned document, because we have actually two versions, and I cannot upload any one of the two based on what you'd prefer. So any thoughts?
Saad, this is Daher. Can you put the clean document on the screen so that people can see it, and maybe we can go through it, and if anyone would spot any sort of variant, something missing, etc., we can refer back to the original document or see what we should do.
Okay, sure, Daher. So I have shown the clean document on the screen for the group to go through.
And maybe it would be easier to go section by section. So we may start with the mission. I understand the background section. This is some, initial text that you and I have provided, but the actual exercise begins with the mission section, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, Bahar. So yes, actually the background section was developed by us and there is nothing to discuss there. And Ahmed, you actually make a comment. You ask, could you please unsync the doc so we can zoom or browse? So one thing actually I would suggest to the group is that you will find an enlarging button or a full screen button at the top right of the Adobe Connect room. So you can just kind of zoom out the entire document and make it look more larger in terms of text. Naveed, you say I lost the audio. I'm not sure. Can you guys hear me or is it just Naveed?
I can hear you.
Okay, Naveed, so probably you have some... okay, Shahadi also says that your voice is not clear. Okay, and Amr can hear me. So I'm not sure, guys. I mean, I guess the quality of the line differs from one person to another. Okay, so let's go through the document and the first section that we can. Okay, so Manal, you have a question, so you can go ahead, please.
Hear me?
Yes, Manal, go ahead. We can hear you.
So is this document like 2 days old or? Because I have the Google Docs also in front of me, and I don't think they match. So I'm just wondering if the latest or this is an older but a clean version.
Yes, Manal. So this was actually cleaned on Monday. This is 2 days old. Like there was some text that was deleted, and I actually just removed it. And yeah, so this document is kind of a clean version of the one I extracted on Monday.
Okay, I was just asking because I can see that there are further edits probably done today, so they don't show on the document on the screen right now. Thank you.
Well, actually, maybe one thing, and I'm not sure if the group agrees with me on this, so maybe one thing we can do is that we can just share the Google Docs document that is online at the moment. It's really up to the group. So, but actually, more or less, I've been following all the edits that has happened to the document, and there hasn't been much edits in as much as there has been many comments actually on the document. Manan.
Or we can go through the team doc. If it is more readable and people who have done edits today can flag this as we go. I mean, this is another option too.
Sure, Manal. I think your option is even better. I mean, running through the screen document is much easier than running through the document online. Okay, so let's go through this screen document. So in terms of the mission, we actually had two suggestions for a mission. One was suggested by Fuad and the other was suggested by Manal. And I believe Fuad made an initial suggestion and then Manal decided to kind of re-edit what Fuad suggested. And we just decided to leave both in the document and seek consensus from the group on which one should we go through. Is there any text that we need to consolidate? And I think Hadia has raised her hand. So Hadia, please go ahead.
I would just like to say that the mission suggested up there actually is mine. The first two lines are to add, but actually mentioning that the mission is to understand the needs of the region, identify the challenges currently hindering the evolution of the domain name industry, and set a three-year strategy plan to continue to address and resolve these challenges. These three lines are actually mine.
Okay, Hadia. Thank you. Okay, and Hadia, I think you've raised your hand again. So Hadia, we can't hear you. I'm not sure if you have raised your hand and you want to take the floor. Okay. Okay, Waleed, go ahead, Waleed.
Yes, thanks, Fuad. I find that they're quite similar paragraphs, though the lower one is more concrete and there's less redundancy. And it has the time frame, which is three years, 2019. So I'm okay with either, but the lower one has this bit of information.
Okay. Some folks couldn't hear Waleed clearly. So what Waleed suggested is that he would he's suggesting that we take the second suggestion since it includes the timeline. It's more concise and more clear. Amr, go ahead.
Thanks, Seth. This is Amr. I was going to agree with Waleed on the second suggestion. My reason for this is more that it feels like the mission in the first one is very narrow to the domain name industry, and my understanding of the strategy is that it goes beyond, or at least of the previous strategy, went beyond just the domain name industry. It also involved other things like encouraging the growth of internet governance amongst players within the region and other things. So being very narrow and specifying something like the domain name industry here in this charter, I think, is premature. I think this group needs to work with ICANN on developing the strategy and possibly and assisting in the implementation as well. But during the development of the strategy, I'm sure the issue of domain name industry will come up and it will be a big part of it, but the strategy won't be limited to that. But the mission, the first suggestion for the mission sort of suggests that, and I think that would be a little premature at this point. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Amr. And Bahar writes, I agree with Waleed and Amr. So the sense I can feel here is that the group is with going ahead with the second suggestion. So what actually I'll do after the call is that I will share with you the screen document, striking out all the text that the group kind of feels that could just be struck out. Okay, so actually somebody's flipping through the document. Can you please stop that? Okay, Manal, go ahead, please.
Yes, just before concluding the section, if we can ask colleagues who have added their draft today, if they have any objections or anything to add, because I can see two new proposals in the Google Doc.
Sorry,
so it's just invite other colleagues if they have any comments, especially those who have edited the document today.
Okay, sure, Manal. Thank you. Colleagues on the call, I mean, do you have anything to add? So we'll be removing most probably the upper suggestion, the first suggestion, under the mission title. But then I'm not sure if everybody is comfortable with the second suggestion, which is marked as Manal's suggestion, and maybe if you want to add text or amend anything. Baher, go ahead.
This is Baher. Can we see the other text that was added today? Is it possible to put the Google Doc back on the screen so that people can see if there are other suggestions on this particular section?
Okay, Baher. So I'll, let me log into my Google Docs account and I'll display it on the screen. Just give me a second. Okay, in the meantime, I believe Hadia has raised her hand. Go ahead, Hadia. Hadia, we can't hear you.
Well, I agree also now with the second suggestion. The only thing or comments I have is that when the flow of the sentence is the mission of the new Middle Eastern Adjoining Country Strategy Group. Here it says it's to provide a, can you share it again, please?
Yes, sir, I'll be sharing the document. So you want the original document?
Yes, because I'm just reading from it.
I'll continue
my comment. Yeah, so the mission of the group, if we leave it as it is, then it will read that the mission of the group is to provide a multi-stakeholder community-led venue. And actually, I believe that the mission of the group is to provide a three-year ICANN strategy while using a multi or being developed by a multi-stakeholder community-led venue. But the mission is the three-year ICANN strategy, and it's not the multi-stakeholder community-led venue. So my suggestion is to have the mission of the new Middle Eastern Adjoining Countries Strategy Working Group referred to here and in as the SWG is to come up with a three-year ICANN strategy, and then we can put the multi-stakeholder and everything. But as it reads right now, for me, it says that the mission is the multi-stakeholder community-led venue. I don't know. That is just how I see it.
Okay, thank you, Hadia. Manal, go ahead.
Yes, Hadia, I take your point. And I was going to suggest to alter the sequence of the sentences to read is to come up with a three-year ICANN strategy and then the time frame catering for the local needs of the diverse stakeholders in the region through providing a multi-stakeholder community-led and so on. So we can change this because it sounds as if the mission is the venue only and not to come up with the strategy.
Okay, Amr, go ahead.
Thanks, Fat. This is Amr. I think some great suggestions from Hadia and Manel. I think it may also be helpful here to maybe differentiate in the mission between what it is the working group is meant to do and what and how the strategy overall is meant to be managed in a way. This strategy is not like some of the other work that goes on in ICANN. The strategy is part of ICANN's strategic goals, and it is, as far as I can tell, and as far as I could tell in the past, that this is actually an ICANN-led initiative where ICANN consults with the regional community. But that doesn't mean that the work of the working group is led by ICANN. So that's where I think a differentiation needs to perhaps be clarified. The group itself can work independently of ICANN. The group itself can work transparently and inclusively with the community. The work of the group itself can be community-led. But in the mission, it would be helpful to sort of point out that the working group is going to assist or work with ICANN to both develop and implement a 3-year strategy. But it needs to be clear that the working group is working with ICANN to do this, because ICANN itself has a role to play here, and the working group has a role to play. And this can be differentiated, this can be clarified further later under scope, which is why I sort of felt and expressed on this that mission and scope are very closely interrelated. I just would think it would be helpful to make that distinction here clear, that ICANN has a role, the working group has a role, how they both function. They do that independently in some cases, and they coordinate their work in others. I don't think it's necessarily wrong to say that the working group works independently and provides a community-led venue or platform for the regional multiple stakeholders to interact. I hope that makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Amar. I'll just upload. Okay, Manal, please go ahead. Manal, we can't hear you. Okay, so Manal doesn't want to speak. So, okay, I've uploaded the Google Docs as it is at the moment on the screen. I think you all can see it. Indeed, there is a lot of new text in here. Okay, so there is much more text in here. So how would the group like to go around this?
Fahad, this is Bahar.
Go ahead, Bahar.
Can you go up a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I think the first paragraph is one that was not included in the clean documents. So let's just spend maybe 30 seconds to read through it. And then we can jump to maybe the last paragraph in the same section, which was also not included, whereas the second and the third were the ones that we just discussed. So,
okay.
Okay, can you scroll down to the last paragraph?
Sure.
This is the one starting with establish an inventory to identify to the end of the text.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I may, so my take on this, I would still agree with those who supported the text by Manel after maybe adding some suggestions by Amr and others. But I guess the text by Manel is still simple, straightforward, to the point. As a mission statement. So that's my take. One thing I'd like to note in Fuad's text, there was an opening sentence saying building upon the work of the Middle East. I mean, he was referring to phase one of the strategy to sort of, you know, say that this future work or this second phase of the strategy will build on the first phase. So a question to the group whether they want to leave this reference in the mission statement or they want to take it out.
Okay, Manal, go ahead.
Thank you, Fahd. Yes, I agree with Baher's suggestion that we can include this part of the to the mission statement, which is building on the work of the first Middle East Strategy Working Group. So just to support this, and to mention, I don't think you heard my earlier intervention. I think I was on mute. So although I agreed with Hadia's suggestion at the beginning, but on a second reading, I think the mission still refers to the strategy itself and not the venue, because it says to provide a venue to come up with a strategy. So again, I'm happy with either way, but just to say that on a second reading, I feel I'm okay with this drafting too. Thank you.
Amr, go ahead.
Thanks, Beth Kassanj. I hope Sadia and others can hear me better. Reading Fouad's suggestion left a few questions in my head, and so whenever I read a charter and charter isn't clear to me, that I find that to be a little troubling. I'm not exactly sure what building on the previous strategy or on the previous work of the former working group means. Does it mean taking the work into consideration, reviewing it, making evaluations, suggesting changes to the next strategy, or does it mean to just simply continue the work? I'm not sure this, again, to be clear, I don't have strong opinions on this. I don't object to it being in the mission, but I would opt for not having it there and perhaps using the section on the scope where we need to define certain responsibilities that the working group has to do. So for example, if the working group has to review the previous strategy and come up with an assessment on how effective it was or areas where improvements could happen, maybe considering that this is 3 years later, changes need to be different in context needs to be taken into consideration. I would personally opt to leave this part out of the mission and then maybe address how the working group is going to look at the previous strategy and come up with the recommendations on that within the section on scope as opposed to the section on mission, where more specific tasks can be outlined. Thanks.
Thank you, Amr. Naveed, go ahead. So, Naveed, we cannot hear you. Yeah, we can hear you, Naveed, but I think your voice is really low, super low. Can you raise your voice?
I try to speak louder. Is it okay now?
Well, I can hear you, but I'm not sure if others can.
I just wanted to ask maybe if others cannot hear you, maybe you may relay my thought. Do we want here to lock some these sections and not to come back to these again? Because we are talking about eliminating one or preferring one paragraph over another. Or we would want to give some more time so that a person better of two paragraphs or three paragraphs and come up with a paragraph that is more relevant to the mission or the vision or scope and etc. Because as I see, as this process is developing, too many text has been added, already been added, and these are those terms that are put there, they are not even related to one another. So that requires some editing to the document in the if we want to take this further. Otherwise, as we go along, it would create a lot of problems in understanding what exactly we mean here.
Okay. So what do others think?
Fahd, this is Baher. Can you just repeat briefly what Naveed said? I couldn't hear him at all.
So in a nutshell, what Naveed is suggesting is that editing the document at this stage and trying to finalize it is not, in his view, like the best way forward. And actually, Amr kind of seconds his suggestion.
And was there a specific suggestion by Naveed about how to proceed?
So he suggests that we could proceed maybe on the mailing list or maybe have more discussions like offline, off the call. Okay, Amr, go ahead.
Thanks, Fahd. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, if Naveed is suggesting that we not finalize any of the text on a call and do that on a list, then yes, I would certainly agree with him. I think having these calls is a great way to have like a synchronized discussion between all of us on this. But not everyone, of course, can make it to these calls, and there's obviously a great deal of interest in the future of this group and its charter. So if we're going to have any consensus calls on any specific sections in the charter or on the charter at large, I think we should certainly do this on list and not on the call. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Amr. So is this, I mean, can I conclude that this is a general sense? Actually, I'm also reading the chat room, and some people are actually agreeing that we can't finalize this text over a call and that it's probably better to have it over the mailing list. So maybe one thing I can suggest, and of course I need consent from the group, is that maybe I can initiate a thread for each and every title in the document. and then maybe ask, and of course you can have this discussion on the mailing list where we can fine-tune the text and maybe just come out with a final paragraph or two paragraph for paragraphs for each section. And then maybe once the document is kind of in it's cleaned up, we can have another call where the group can just finalize it. Okay, so Hadi agrees with me. So actually what I can do is that for each title on the document, I can just initiate a separate thread. I can tell you, okay, this is the text that has been included so far. Let's compile this text together and bring it into a sentence that makes sense and then just finalize it. Okay, Bahar. Go ahead.
Thank you, Fad. I just wanted to clarify that the purpose of this discussion was, was not to finalize the text on this call. I guess what we were trying to do is to update the text, if you will, okay, to have sort of an updated version of this document, hopefully a clean version of the document, the group can have a second look and a second discussion next week or at any at the next call. So this is only for easiness and for the sake of making progress. But we were not trying to finalize any text. But I guess what we've been doing in the past almost 40 minutes now, we were trying to update the text on the mission statement, trying to find consensus around some text. This does not mean that this text is going to be best and final. It means that this is going to be a second version of the section on the mission statement. And the aim was to do this section by section, okay, and then provide the group with an updated version of the document, again, hopefully a clean version. Now, suggestion could be that we could maintain two versions of the document, the original one, with all the edits and the track changes, and version 2 or 1.1, if you will, which is a clean one. And, that is my understanding of what the purpose of this call was. Now, I realize that we spent too much time or a little more time on section 1. I guess the discussion was important. I guess we kind of know what the group is sort of wanting to see on this section, and my suggestion is to move to the next section and try to cover all sections in this call again, not for finalizing them, but rather trying to see where we're heading. Thank you.
Thank you, Bahar. Waleed, go ahead.
I think I agree with Bahar on this. What I had in mind is for practical and pragmatic reasons is that what we need to focus on right now is ensuring that everyone has the ability to edit. However, I think there has to be someone to be decided upon, or two persons maybe to volunteer to clean up the text, meaning that if they are duplicates, then they'll just merge them together in one paragraph, for example. And then what would happen in that case is that once it's clean, then in the comment section we can say, okay, everyone who has an objection or may not like the text can actually just write a comment on the side, suggestion. Because otherwise it will be very difficult. It will look like fragmented text. Everywhere you go, there are redundancies, and unless someone takes the initiative and begins to clean it up, so everyone else will be able to chime in with a comment and at the right side. I mean, that's a pragmatic.
Okay, thank you, Waleed. So Waleed, for those of you who couldn't hear Waleed properly, he is suggesting that we first clean the document and then maybe given another chance for folks to add text or just chime in and amend the document. And of course, she also suggests that maybe a person could take a lead on each section and just kind of work on that section with others.
I mean, I'm volunteering to take the lead in the responsibilities part, for example, if that is any value, to see what the chair, the secretary, the coordinator, etc. would do. But I hope others would volunteer taking other chunks as well.
Okay, so Waleed is volunteering to clean up the document. Anybody?
The section about the responsibilities.
Oh, okay, so the section on responsibilities. Okay. Bahar, go ahead.
Can we, my suggestion again is to continue our review of this document section by section and then agree on next steps. So can we spend some time on the following sections?
Okay. Manal, go ahead. You want to talk, Manal?
It's okay. Let's continue, and then I can provide my comments later. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Manal. So the next section is on the scope. And it's obvious that there's a lot of text that has been included here.
So I have the apologies. This is Amjan. May I make a quick comment before we continue?
Sure. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, I think Behat's suggestion is a great one, and I think we should proceed on most, if not all, of our calls that way. I just wanted to point out, though, that a while back, Havia had suggested a section in the charter that doesn't appear to be there. I thought it was a really good idea, a review of the charter. So while we're going through section by section, as Behat suggested, I just wanted to point out that there is a potential section that is not present that I personally agree should be included. Thanks.
Okay, so let me share with you the clean document, and we can move ahead with the second section. So here is the scope section, and there is some text in there. So maybe we all can just take a couple of minutes reading them. Bahar, I think you have your hand raised. Okay. Javier, go ahead. Javier, we can't hear you.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to answer something on the side that we were chatting about the charter review. So the question was, you know, this is the charter, how can we change in it? And the idea of the review is not to change in the charter. The idea of the review is that after the group starts its work, the strategy working group starts putting in its work, then we must remember that this is a working group working to develop a strategy for the region. So its nature is different than the nature of a committee, for example, a board committee, where the mandate of the strategic committee of the board always remains the same. The mandate of the governance committee of the board always remains the same. And therefore, the charter doesn't ever or rarely changes. But if we are talking about a committee or a group working on a strategy for a region, then you have many factors that can change with regard to the region, with regard to the people working on it. And so my idea of having the charter review is it's a review for both the group and the charter. So the idea was to have a review. The group would review their work against the requirements of the charter every, for example, 6 months or a year, and also every 6 months or a year review the charter itself, because there might be some changes in the region. There might be some things that come up that the working group would like to include. And that was why I suggested having a review to the requirements of the charter as well. But as we are developing the charter now, I see that we are not being too specific. We are just mentioning the 3-year strategy. So maybe there is no need. But if we are going to be a little bit specific, then I think reviewing the charter by the group is necessary as well.
Okay, thanks, Hadia. So shall we move on to the next section? So the general feeling here is that the group is okay with the first 3 points on the scope, but then on the fourth point, there is some kind of disagreement or confusion maybe. Hadi, I can see your hand raised. Do you want to take the floor?
Yes, I would just say that number 4, establishing the reviewing mechanism to follow up the implementation of the 3-year strategic plan, that's in B. I think B here is referring to 3, to number 3. Here it has nothing to do with what I was previously mentioning. It's only that the working group, the strategic working group, will establish a mechanism to follow up the implementation. It has nothing to do with the just because I'm just afraid that people will be mixed up.
Okay, thank you. So let's move on to the next section on working methods, and we might want to take a couple of minutes just to read that. Amr, go ahead.
Thanks, Seth. This is Amr. I'll try to reflect some of my suggestions on the document itself later tonight. I think the working methods definitely needs more work. I'm not sure what bottom-up multi-stakeholder means within a working group, but if it means that the working group should consult with the broader regional community, then yes, definitely. I think this needs to be more specifically outlined here. The working group in the past has pretty much been a closed group that consults with itself as well as with staff, and to staff's credit, it was mainly staff that was consulting with the broader community outside of the working group and made a large effort to do this. But I think the working group should possibly also include this in its working methods and as part of the requirements of it conducting its work. In the GNSO, I know that this is always the case when policies are being developed by working groups. It is always a charter requirement that the working group consults with the broader community at different stages of its work. And I think it would be helpful to repeat this here. I think it's also important to point out how the decision making is done. And I think it is also very important, again, to point out here under working methods that there is a collaboration between the working group and ICANN itself, because the scope of the working group will include certain elements, other issues may be outside of the scope of the working group and within the scope of ICANN. So pointing out in the working methods the relationship between the working group itself and ICANN and how this is how the coordination is conducted, I think is an important aspect to put in the working methods. And again, some of the reasons why I'm saying these, and some of them are really no-brainers, is not just so that the work of the group is to have a document to govern the work of the actual group, but I think it is also important that those who are outside of the working group and not as familiar with how it functions, I think it's important for them to have a resource that they could look at and understand how the working group is meant to be working. And there may be many reasons why this is necessary. So I think it's important to make this very clear here. Thank you.
Thank you, Amr. Waleed, go ahead.
I'd like to echo what Amr has said, and by indicating methods, I come from an academic background, as Amr knows, we are quite rigid understanding what is it exactly that is the process of engaging the community. I don't see anything here that helps us understand how that is that's happening apart from the word of facilitation. Maybe you're referring to already a set number of procedures that ICANN follows. But I wonder if it's for a newcomer to understand how that happens might be an issue. So maybe, as Amr said, we can elaborate.
Okay, thank you, Waleed. So I guess, Amr, you will be looking into this section on working methods and maybe provide more insights sometime later today. So I guess we can move on to the next section on deliverables. So there is a question in the chat room, and Shukri asks, how will decisions be made within the group? So I guess, Shukri, a quick answer would be through rough consensus. So do we have any comments on deliverables? Okay, hearing none, let's go to the membership section, and we're actually conscious on time. Okay, Nadira, so on your comments, actually, just to be clear on one thing, we did mention earlier in the call that the document that we are sharing on Adobe Connect was actually extracted from the Google Docs page 2 days ago. So it doesn't include some of the updates that occurred later. And finally, there is a section. Okay, so Ahmed raises his hand. Ahmed, go ahead.
Thanks, Fath. This is Ahmed, and I have a question, actually. We're discussing the membership section right now. Sorry, I got dropped off the call from it. Is that what we're looking at, the membership section?
Yes, Ahmed.
Okay,
so we are at the membership section. So now that I say
great.
We are... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. My question is, I was wondering here whether what do people believe should be the determining factor in membership? Is it more important that membership be representative of different groups, or is it more important that membership focus on those who can actively contribute to the mission of the working group and the overall strategy, or is a mix between both something that would be more desirable? I always worry whenever diversity discussions come up in general and beyond the context of stakeholder groups. I mean, diversity in many different ways is found to be very desirable in terms of representation. Sometimes it works well, sometimes I believe it actually defeats the purpose that it's meant to serve. So just thinking about the working group and how well it's done over the past few years, I would think it's really important to make sure we have active members on this group who can really contribute effectively. And I think that is more important than a diversity of stakeholders. I think it would be great if we could achieve both. If not, I would personally prefer a person's willingness and ability to make effective contributions. Thank you.
Thank you, Amr. So Manal says a mix would be up, and Waleed says from experience it's tough to have both, but if we have to choose that, go for active members even if diversity is not fully achieved. And Hadia says, I mix both. Okay, Bahir, go ahead.
Thank you, Fahd. This is Bahir. One question I have is how the selection of the member or of the members of the working group will be made. I mean, this is something I guess, I'm not sure whether it's part of the mandate of the Charter Working Group or not, but if the Charter Working Group is suggesting a framework for the membership of the Strategy Working Group, then I guess it should also suggest a selection process. And the selection process could be a simple one. It could be, you know, open call and, you know, whoever is interested will be accepted. And it could be a very complicated one too. So this is something I guess this group should also spend some time pondering about. Thank you.
Thank you, Bahir. Manal, go ahead.
Thank you, Fahd. Thanks to everyone. I'm a bit confused here. Isn't the same, I mean, don't we already have members of the group identified? I mean, normally the charter would identify the how the membership should look like and then call for members, but I think we already have the members, right?
Manal, are you referring to the new Middle East strategy working group? Or are you referring
yes.
to the previous one? The other? Okay, so for the go ahead.
So this working group is, was created specifically for the charter?
Yes, Manal. So this working group was specifically made for just for the charter.
Because, at the beginning, we didn't have a charter. Yeah, we didn't agree to have a charter. The charter came, by the way, through our discussions. So, and I thought that the membership was already there. That's why I was not sure what's meant by this section. Are we describing the current membership or describing what the membership should look like and we're going to still call for members?
Yes, so this section will actually will define the membership for the new strategy working group.
Okay.
And we have Amr. Amr, go ahead.
Thanks. This is Amr. And Manel, I'm not sure if I understood you correctly, but I suspect that some of the confusion here may be the difference between the membership of the charter drafting team and the membership of the next MEAC strategy working group. So we do have a membership for this charter drafting team. We have a large membership for this team, but what I think the purpose of a section on membership in the charter is meant to address the membership of the eventual working group, which has not yet been formed. I hope that helps. Thank you.
Thank you, Amr. Hadia.
Okay, I just wanted to comment on the, if we finish talking about the membership, I don't know, but I just wanted to comment about the milestones and the target timeline. I think this is very difficult. It's very difficult to develop this section without developing the deliverables. So if we agree on what is going to be delivered, then we can agree on the milestones and target timeline. I don't know. That's my understanding.
Thank you, Hadia. Manal.
It's okay, Fahda. I can take it later. I was just going to respond to Amr's comments because I thought it was the other way around. I thought we had a big membership group. We had already our mailing list. And then discussing the approach, we decided to have a charter, and we called for volunteers to help, and we created this chartering working group. But I thought we're coming from a bigger group that is supposed to be the Middle East strategy working group. But I may have misunderstood this. I do apologize. I don't want to confuse everyone, but just explaining where I come from. Because I thought we had a bigger group, and we decided to have a charter, so we established a smaller working group, but the bigger one is already there. But again, let's take it online if we need. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Manal. And I just want to so we are conscious on time at the moment, so it's 7 minutes past the hour, and I think we need to wrap up the call. So what I'll do next is that I'll extract the Google Docs from online, and I'll just share it with the strategy working group. And I think Waleed can take an initial stab on cleaning up the parts that he signed up for, and maybe we will need others to also clean up the other sections of the document. I'm not sure is this a relevant way forward. Manal, I think you have a question, so it'll be the last question.
Just a quick proposal, not to go into the same situation again. If we can maybe agree on like 24 hours or 48 hours for people to continue editing and proposing, and then we go through a freeze period where if you're going to have a clean version, and then we can discuss it on the mailing list as you suggested, section by section. But I mean, we don't want to be working on a clean version and people editing in the Google Docs, and then we run out of sync. So I'm proposing to have a certain period of time for editing, and then we stop editing, have first iteration, and may after we have a clean version, discuss it, and then we can start editing again if needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. So Amar agrees, and Bahar, you have raised your hand.
Thank you, Fahad. This is Bahar. I'm going to try to propose a way forward. Next week, we're going to have the Middle East DNS Forum in Tunis on May 4th and 5th. So we won't be able to have a call next Wednesday. So my suggestion is the following. We, staff, Fahad and myself, can share with the group a clean document, hopefully by tomorrow. From now till then, the group won't need to make any edits anywhere. Just wait for the clean document to be posted. If any of the group members spots any text that is missing, was not included, or was taken out, just flag this to us, and we'll make sure that the text is back into the document. The goal here is to start from a clean document, but not from the same sort of place. I mean, we've made some progress after this call, so we're going to start from a clean document after making some progress about some of the sections. Then Amr can, for example, start putting some input on the working methods and so forth. Now, my goal is to spend, for the group, is to spend next week on editing this clean document, providing more suggestions, more, you know, text. Now, the mechanism of editing versus suggesting, I'll leave this to the experts to decide. I'm not an expert on Google Docs. Whatever mechanism the group deem more appropriate for editing and finalizing the document, please adopt that mechanism. I hope by end of next week the group will have reached consensus on the text. Again, I'm not saying that by end of next, you know, week we're going to have a final document, but at least, you know, a semi-final document, if you will, so that when we come back the week after, this is the week of May 9th, I'd like to have a final call for this group to finalize this document as a charter document for the strategy working group. This is my proposal. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bahar. Any objections? Okay, so as Bahar suggested, we'll be extracting the latest Google Docs, the Google Docs document, and we'll clean it up, and then we'll share it with the group maximum by tomorrow. And if everybody's in agreement, we will upload this document to the same place, replacing the old messy document. And as Bahar suggested, if there is any missing text in there, we can just add it. Okay, so we are 12 minutes past the hour, so let's wrap up this call. Thank you all for joining the call. The discussions were very useful, and we look forward to more contributions from you. Bahar, do you have have you raised your hand?
No, thank you.
Okay, everybody. Thank you so much, and we look forward to your comments. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.